why you do it. And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
And we are. Here we are. Ladies and gentlemen, midweek, Wednesday night edition of the program, Uncensored Radio Free America. Just a program note, tomorrow night we have Gene Smith, the Bible Truth Man, back. He is back to talk about, among other things, prophecy. And the book of Revelation, the Old Testament, and the entire gospel account of prophecy. You see, all of them tie together, not just the Revelation. Revelation is just one part of the prophecies yet unfolding of the end time. So it should be very interesting, and among other topics as well. Gene Smith will be with me. Friday night, we have Gary Brugman on the program. That's right, a first time for Gary Brugman, who is a former Border Patrol guard who was railroaded by Johnny Sutton, the infamous Johnny Sutton. He will be with us Friday night and talk about his ordeals. As you know, he got a two-year prison sentence, I believe, unlike Ramos and Compeon, 11 and 12 years. But he, too, has been railroaded by Mr. Bush's point men to try to punish those who are doing everything they can to protect America from those globalist, internationalists, illegals, and so forth. So that should be very interesting Friday night as well. Tonight, do we have them, by the way, Manny? Okay, we are waiting to hear from Dr. Kasim Khalil, who called me again this week and had some thoughts on the latest episodes of reports of alleged plots having to do with more alleged blowing up of government facilities of America, of airlines and airports in New York, and the so-called Fort Dix plot. And he got to thinking, here we go again. Here we go again. More of the same, the false flags, the false stories, the false arrests, the false allegations. And, he said, I think it's time to do another program. I said, sure, you come back on. If you're free tonight, you come back on if you want to come on, and we'll talk about it. I was digging up some information going back to 2001, and George Bush, had made this statement on 9/11 itself after the attack. He said, because, as you know, he likes to keep diaries, supposedly, like the diary of Anne Frank, and now a new diary from Poland, now they say. Well, his diary said the Pearl Harbor of the 21st century took place today. Washington Post, 9/11/2001. The Pearl Harbor of the 21st century took place today. And yeah, you say, well, that's true, isn't it? Yeah, mighty true, particularly since George Bush's neocon team that helped bring him to the White House had already planned another Pearl Harbor-type attack, as they said, going back to the 1990s, laying out the groundwork for another attack that would galvanize American support for more internationalism and foreign interventionism in the name of democracy. We'll be right back with more. Rick Adams awaiting Dr. K's visit. Stay tuned.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Well, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we have Dr. K standing by. We'll pot him up in just a moment. I just wanted to say a little bit about reflecting back on the events of 9/11. You know, many of you, many of us probably have neglected to think about some of the things that we knew about and we talked about then and since then, but haven't lately, about this 9/11 attack. And one of the things that was interesting to note is that early in 2001, at the start of Bush's presidency, the government's Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, had warned that a hurricane hitting New Orleans would be the deadliest of the three most likely catastrophes facing America. Do you remember that? The others were a massive San Francisco earthquake and, prophetically, yes, a terrorist attack on New York. Now, it's interesting to note that FEMA, and the spokesman, Mr. Tom Keeney, talked to Dan Rather on Wednesday, September 12th, 2001, right after. And they admitted, Mr. Keeney admitted, on behalf of FEMA, that FEMA had been deployed to New York on Monday night, the night before the attack. And they said they were ready to go into action on Tuesday morning. Quote, this is an exact quote in the interview with Dan Rather. I call him Rather. Quote, we're currently one of the first teams that was deployed to support the city of New York for this disaster. This is the day before now. We arrived on late Monday night, went into action on Tuesday morning, and not until today did we get a full opportunity to work the entire site. Needless to say, the recording caused an incredible stir, as it should have. The official reaction was that Kenny was simply confused about the dates. You remember? Well, the Federal Emergency Management Agency said did not have urban search and rescue teams in place in New York City prior to September 11th attacks, contrary to the internet-based rumor alleging otherwise. FEMA officials said Kenny, in the heat of the moment, just misstated his team's date of arrival. Now, we're going to have Devi Kidd on coming up, but next week, next Friday, I believe, the columnist who writes, and Devi Kidd had something to say about this, as she had been going over the interview with Tom Keeney, and it took place on the 13th, two full days after all hell had broken loose. Devi Kidd, who is the former head of the now-defunct Wallace Institute, noting that she had an audio copy of Dan Rather's interview. Quote, Kenny sounds winded on the audio as if he had been exerting himself. It is more likely that Kenny, having worked virtually nonstop since his arrival in New York City, had his days run together, and his statement simply came out wrong. WorldNet Daily for that particular time. That was 11/27/02, quote unquote. All right. We're going to welcome aboard none other than the author of Wrongly Blamed, The Real Truth About 9/11 and the Attacks, Dr. K, Dr. Kasem Khalil. Hello, Dr. K.
How you doing, darling?
All right. You heard what I just said. You heard me.
Really good information and disinformation, but what's important is just what was FEMA doing there the night before?
He had his dates confused. You don't distrust any government agency or any government bureaucrat now, do you?
Yeah, exactly.
You do?
Slightly. But, well, you know, there's that old saying, poor lawyers, I hate to do this, but how do you know if an attorney's lying? And that's if his mouth moves, but that's terrible. But what it really means is that our government, or whatever we call it, is run by attorneys who inherently the public distrusts and always tries to go to this one and that one to try to find a really good attorney. But as soon as we say, oh, hey, they're a politician, oh, gosh, you know, God bless America, and then, of course, there's the flag on the little pin, you know, that's on the lapel. Oh, well, then, if we put our attorneys into politics, then they have to be telling the truth.
Oh, sure.
Doesn't work. You know, and that kind of, this disinformation problem has really hit the American people that are trying to sort this out, hasn't it? There is a lot of that disinformation.
Well, every day we're bombarded with more crap.
Bombarded with it, then. You know, I think it's really interesting, you know, if we go back to some of the really profound sources like Scripture and holy books. And, well, for example, if you go to the Quran, which, of course, has to be a subject of discussion with all this stuff in the news, it says that, tells the Muslim people or the people of Abraham or the people of Islam, whatever, to work together with the other people of Scripture to spread goodness. Now, let's go over that again. The people of Islam, for instance, which of course Islam means the submission to God, or the, you know, peaceful obedience and bowing and you know, sort of going all the way with God's will. Mm-hmm. But because it's derived from the Arabic word salima, and salima means to be a slave or to, you know, bow in submission in a peaceful way. In other words, if you give your soul to God, you're at peace. Doesn't matter what happens to you. But in any case, work together with the other people of Scripture for the greater good. But then if you look at another group that's in the news, the Zionist powers, right, that control the media. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's talking about the Jews. You know, just hold on a second. That are implicated in a major way in the World Trade Center disaster, and we'll explain how that is in a minute. The motto, the official motto, is, by deception, by lies, you'll operate. So who would you rather have as a neighbor? I mean, in theory, groups that are trained and mandated to operate through lies and deception and deceit, or someone that boldly says from their heart, I will work with you as a neighbor, though I may be of a different color, a different race, a different religion, a different perhaps philosophy, but in the for the sake of goodness, I will be your neighbor. Mm-hmm. you know, for goodness, for love.
Mm-hmm.
Two different groups.
I
and one group
choice.
Has been completely blamed
yes.
for attacking America.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who did that? Who blamed that group? Or because, first of all, did the group do it?
Well, I think it might. Can I give you a little hint?
Go ahead.
I think it might have something to do with the same people who attacked the USS Liberty.
It sure could. It sure could. And actually, you know, people were saying, well, how can it be? And remember the last time we were talking about some of the activities of spies? In this case, we're talking now Zionist agents, actually Israeli spies. Because in this program, I think I've established in the past that Osama bin Laden denied, for instance, any perpetration, any acts against America on 9/11. He said 2 days later, within 2 days, that he does not find it to be an appreciable act to attack innocents. And he also denied any involvement with the September 11th disasters, also denying any foreknowledge.
Oh, come on now, Dr. King.
Yeah.
Did you hear all the news reports saying that he admitted it, that it was he and his cohorts that engineered the flying of those planes?
You mean that tape that the Swiss investigators said is a complete fraud?
That's the one.
A lot of people don't believe that I'm speaking the truth, but you can go look up
in
everything
your book as well.
I say.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so the tape was a fraud, the videotape was a fraud. Bin Laden's statements are the only thing we can rely on, and he said categorically that I did not attack the United States, nor do I regard it to be a military asset to hit civilians. And also, we proved before that of the 19 men that were accused, 10 are still alive, which means that 10 people simply weren't in any planes. It means that 10 people did not attack America. We'll talk about the other 9 if time permits.
Oh, we can just cross them off the list and substitute new names, can't we?
You'd have to, because if bin Laden's not involved, which he isn't, and if 10 of the 19 are alive and the other 9 you can't account for, you can forget the theory. But the last time I said that, on the contrary, there were people trying to destroy more than the World Trade Center. So I've established categorically, and no one can deny it, that there was no Islamic attack on the United States. But I did establish that actually the Israeli agents were hitting the United States. And the question I have is, if you have 5,000 or 2,500 people who were roasted alive, burnt to death, killed, maimed, and you know, in the World Trade Center, and you don't have an investigation, you say it was bin Laden, you post this picture, you post 19 other Muslims,
mm-hmm.
you and then, you know, all of a sudden, well, we don't have any evidence for them, but we're going to start attacking Afghanistan and we're going to attack Iraq. And all that time, while the war troops were going, while the tanks were firing, while the bombs were being prepared and were being dropped, there were people actually attacking the United States from a different country. There were actually foreign invaders in the United States,
mm-hmm.
striking the United States and plotting to strike the United States with explosives. And mm-hmm. they were military veterans from
mm-hmm.
other countries.
Mm-hmm.
So while our government, or whatever it was, attacked these lands of Islam,
mm-hmm.
simultaneously, we were being attacked. And I have the proof right here, or whatever we might want to call it. People were asking, you can go to the Jerusalem Post, and you can find car bomb found on George Washington Bridge.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, that was packed with not just a bunch of explosives in a cargo van.
Right.
It had tons of explosives in it. And so, you know, you're being attacked. Now, I mean, why? How could America be this indifferent? America, I'm an American. We're being attacked. We're being blown up. And we're attacking someone who had nothing to do with it and doing nothing about the attacker.
Only in America. Only in America. We'll be back with Dr. K. Qasem Khalil as we continue tonight. More updates on the 9/11 cover-up. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We'll be right back in 3 minutes. Jump aboard.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Hassan Khalil, Dr. K, as we call him, wrongly blamed. Yes, doctor?
Well, I was just, you know, saying
you were just
that,
saying.
Dear Rick.
Just don't call me Dear George.
I was just saying that the country is being attacked. There are, you know, espionage agents with explosives experience who are ex-military or current military who are in the country illegally, you know, who are crossing borders, who are taking the country under siege, and who are attempting to plant additional explosive. Already the World Trade Center was blown to shreds. The Pentagon was hit. Massive buildings were crushed into oblivion. Thousands of people were killed. Other thousands were wounded. Other thousands are still dying from inhalation of cement particulate matter and perhaps radioactivity material and certainly asbestos and many other substances, toxic hydrocarbons. So there's great mayhem and death, right? But during that month, between September and actually all the way to November, let's give it a couple months, the United States was still being attacked. At 2:30 in the morning on September the 12th, a explosives-packed van with tons of explosives was caught trying to go up the ramp at the George Washington Bridge, which is a huge bridge. We've been all up and down that bridge. Those who have been in that area going between the airports and so on. They were trying to blow the bridge. they would have blown the bridge. They'd already ceded a memo to the arm or to the police saying that there were suspicious Palestinians everywhere mixing bombs. And they had Arab clothing, you know, they had the razor blade cutters, they had the money, they had the maps marked. And so, but then, there was on September 11th, there was a separate van that blew up in and around King Street. And there's a police report of that. And there was an FBI report that a big truck with explosives blew up at Ground Zero at the World Trade Center to weaken the structure. That's a fairly significant FBI report. So on September 11th, on September 12th, this country was being hit by bombers. And now they're talking about some ethereal Guyanese or Trinidadese or Pakistanese or... God knows.
Well, now they're in the Caribbean plotting against us.
God
you
knows.
See, this Al-Qaeda is everywhere.
You know,
it's everywhere. Now, you see, this goes to prove something else. Let me interject this.
Yeah.
And that is that George Bush, as you said about the attorney, you know when he's lying when his mouth is moving, okay?
Yeah.
Now, he's told us repeatedly that if we fight them over there, we won't have to fight them over here. We've won, we've beat them, we've turned the corner. All those expressions, lie after lie after lie. And now he's saying at the same time that here they are, the FBI is telling us that there are more plots being uncovered virtually every day. These plots are getting closer and closer to home, which
right.
obviously refutes and exposes the lies that he's been peddling all along in this entire administration.
Well, but they're not really true. I mean, first of all, there's a lot of pressure, a lot of stress on the powers to be that they're going to be there's going to be exposure of
yes.
who really did destroy people in the World Trade Center.
Well, they're pretty confident that the media will keep that covered up.
So, I mean, how do we know that? I mean, Fort Dix, three Armenian or whatever pitiful souls that, and then of course this Guyanese connection, which
yeah.
is completely—it's complete fabrication. We don't have time to get into every detail of it. Perhaps we can try, but those are not even real. You have to, I mean, first of
and then,
all...
And then look at what the government's claiming. It's claiming they've been doing this, they've been watching these
not
people
real.
For a year.
I mean, it's not real. Look.
And why do they decide to move in right now?
Well, you know how you can prove that it's not real without getting into complexity?
Sure.
You have bombers caught with bombs, with vans full of explosives preparing to create a genocide on a major American artery, and you let them go quietly so that nobody knows. You have people trying to blow a nuclear plant. In November 2001, Israelis were attempting to blow up a nuclear plant.
Yes.
Reported in the Jerusalem Post, the Miami Herald, Times
we
of London.
Right here. Yep.
And they let them go. You have Israelis
sure.
caught with, you have individuals, Zionists, who are Israelis, who are ex-military or current military, caught with guns and grenades and C4 in the Mexican Congress at the Chamber of Deputies, C4 explosives, they're going to level the place.
That's right.
They had Pakistani passports. So there's no close to home. It's already here. You know, and because there are
but
people...
But it ain't the other guys.
I mean,
it's
you
our
have
so-called
to have a
friend.
Yeah. Look at the pitiful man down in Guyana, 57 years old. His kid said, look, we've got relatives there. We have no interest in blowing up New York City. We aren't involved in any of this. We have a law in this country that innocent until proven guilty, but now it's guilty if proven in the media or posted in the media. You're guilty if you have dark skin, a beard, and if the government says you're guilty.
Yes, indeed.
And these are the same attorneys that we all make jokes about.
What? Their lips are moving, indeed. 1-800-313-9443. You can jump aboard now. Dr. K, my guest, Wrongly Blamed, the book. We'll make that offer again tonight. Stay tuned. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
But what else is there to do with thieves and murderers taking over?
Yes, and then we have the case of Mr. Giuliani, who is allegedly running for president of Israel, of America. And Mr. Giuliani, as you probably know, I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but he has a reporter arrested by him, his press secretary, and charged with criminal trespassing despite protests of CNN staff. Now, this freelance reporter, Matt Lepechek, who is reporting for Infowars.com, was arrested for asking a question to one of Giuliani's staff members, and the press secretary identified the New York-based reporter as having previously asked Giuliani about his prior knowledge of the World Trade Center building collapses and ordered the New Hampshire State Police to arrest him. Giuliani's getting a little bit nervous now,
yeah,
and so is his coterie of protectors.
Sure, and these false flag things with more people of Islam are easy to dispel. For example, take the Fort Dix issue. One of the individuals that has been arrested, mm-hmm, or whatever, yep, a gentleman by the name of Tartar, had already called the police.
Yeah.
Remember I talked,
yeah,
about how that imam or that, yeah, scholar called,
right,
the police,
right,
in London saying, there's this guy.
Mm-hmm.
He said, there's this guy. He's pushing me, constantly pressuring me to get maps of a military base. This guy's calling the police, right, weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
He's pushing me all the time. I'm warning you, there might be some terror attack.
Mm-hmm.
And then they arrest him.
See, because he probably had the finger on the informant. So to cover it up, they arrest the poor son of a gun.
Right.
It's, and I mean, shouldn't we be concentrating instead on this?
Mm-hmm.
Remember those dancing Israelis? Everybody knows about the jumping up and down for
on
joy
the building.
And celebrating.
Yep. Videoing the whole thing, laughing and giggling all the way.
Yeah. They took some photographs of the World Trade Center. You know, they set up their camera in advance before the plane struck. You know, there was the guy last time wondering if plane struck, but you know what? You got to believe in the plane because everything it points to the plane, the hole points to the plane.
Right.
You know, and the other thing about the plane, you got actual witnesses who got out of there who saw the nose cone and saw. One guy said it was a gray plane. There's a new report.
Yeah, we can dismiss the other theory.
Yeah, okay, good.
Foolishness.
But I just wanted to let people know that the holograph doesn't hold.
No.
But anyway, the FBI seized the photos and developed them, and it shows Sivan Kurzberg, who's military. He's a spy in military. He's attacking the country, flicking a cigarette lighter in front of smoldering rooms in a celebratory gesture.
Yep.
Yeah.
We had Fox News, we had Brit Hume, we had Cameron there, and they were starting to reveal this story about the Israeli spy network that had been operating up and down the East Coast and in the vicinity of New York, right in New York City, right in New Jersey, or they had even visited, some of them, the offices of the American Free Press, and yet, all of a sudden, Rupert Murdoch put his thumb down and said, hey, you take that down, you stop that investigation, and they even took it right off their page, their web page, so that there was no record of it, but fortunately, it was recorded, it was saved, so that it could not be denied later.
That's right.
That they had any record of this conversation, and here they were investigating. This is Fox News talking about it live on the scene about the Israeli spy network that had been operating in New York. Now, let's just forget all this. Say, well, Israel had nothing to do. Okay, let's just pretend. But here they are. What were they doing operating a spy network, knowing full well they had been feeding the United States government information from Benjamin Netanyahu and his gang, okay, about this alleged Islamic conspiracy?
Right.
Those are questions that need to be answered.
Exactly that. Sharon and Netanyahu kept feeding false intel. Well, they kept feeding the fact that they fed anything to the presidency about the World Trade Center being attacked and the Pentagon is very revealing.
Exactly.
Because it means that Kurzberg and his group, the group that was caught in the Mexican Congress, were not acting as a rogue element. Sharon was the rogue element.
Mm-hmm. And we saw what happened to him.
It was a Sharon deal.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have a situation, again, like I said, where the United States is being attacked, is still being attacked, is being spied on, is being hit. You have Israeli nationals illegally in the country with false passports, with Arabic appearing clothes, with vans and trucks full of explosives. You have trucks where the explosives were emptied and the residue is still in the truck.
So Washington decides to bomb the people into the Stone Age. The people, yes, indeed, in Afghanistan. They have nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with it.
And uranium them to death and Iraq and now 1.5 million, God knows how many million.
But you see, NBC News had been particularly active as a front for the CIA in planning this whole conditioning process of the American public regarding Afghanistan. You remember Tom Brokaw was on every single night telling us in a series about how evil the Taliban government was in the nation of Afghanistan, blowing up statues and all sorts of terrible extremist things. Meanwhile, the bearded Israelis there were blowing up shrines, shooting Palestinians, killing them,
you
taking them off their own land,
and
here we were hearing
Christian
about
Bellman.
Afghanistan. Yeah,
Christian crippled Bellman dead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is another thing, Rick, that's important, because people are getting so confused. Steve Watson, where is Steve and Alex Jones? Where is the data? You know, they do such a great job in so many areas, but they've got this
mystery of the 911 car bombs because you and I have been talking about
it. Well, you know, at the beginning, many of the people in the 9/11 movement, many of our colleagues on other networks and so forth, were saying they didn't believe that Israel was involved. They just thought that Israel had to know. And if Israel had to know, then clearly our government knew. Well, now with your book and other information from a variety of sources showing clearly Israel was definitely not only involved, but Israel was in the planning of this thing. Mm. That's a scary thought, but you know what? I can't come to any other conclusion at this point. And most of the people now who have listened to you, who have heard you out, I think agree, Dr.
Yeah.
Kay. You're making
some
waves. Well,
you're right. Before it was, well, they were just scouting Al-Qaeda. They were helping us out, right? And then it was, well, they were just warning us. They were just trying to help us out.
And they had advanced knowledge of the buildings.
Right.
They had advanced knowledge of the attacks, the put-ops, and so forth. No, it's much more than
more
that.
More
they
than
were
that.
The ones
the
who were involved
theory
in the plane.
Was that, well, they, you know, since they told the government, our government is involved. It's much more easy than that, people. You just have to look to see who's got the blood on their hands. Who has the explosives? Who's transporting the explosives?
Hey, look, I mean, everything
simple.
You say has made sense. It's documented in your book. And here, I just gave an example of how whenever a big media outlet like Fox, for instance, comes along, and you get a couple of cub reporters there that say, hey, we're going to talk freely and find out, no, you're not. If you mention Israel, you're going to be shut right down.
Yeah,
that
sure.
itself would tell you something stinks
that tells you something
in the
stinks.
Media.
And when Army Radio tried to save lives by saying, hey, we've got a van, and think about the American people. Think about what they did in New York. They caught the stinking van. The van would have blown the bridge another 1,000 or 2,000, maybe if it was in Russia.
And they would have blamed Saddam Hussein.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how sick these people are.
Yeah.
Dick Cheney is right at the top. Dick Cheney is definitely involved. Now
he's
we have five congressmen calling for his impeachment now, finally.
Well, has to be. At the minimum, he could have had those drones or whatever they were plugged, and he let it happen.
Absolutely. Well, they obviously wanted something to happen, and it did. All right, let's take some calls. Are you ready, Dr.
Yeah,
K?
Yeah, sure.
He's ready. 1-800-313-9443. Got a question, a comment? Jump aboard right now, ladies and gentlemen. And first off is Jim. James in Texas. Hello, James.
Hello, Rick.
I'm being formal with you, James. Jim.
Well, you can be formal all you want, but and hello, Dr. K. I've talked to you before a couple of times,
think. I remember.
You gentlemen failed to mention the anthrax attacks.
Oh, we don't have
time
for
everything.
It's
such a mystery,
and
the FBI has never been able to solve who actually did the anthrax attacks.
Well,
despite the fact
they
tried to hang it on this poor soul who once lived in Rhodesia for a few months or something like that, and therefore he became a right-wing neo-Nazi bigot who wants to kill 6 million Jews.
And how was it
instead of looking
Dick
at
Cheney,
the obvious fellow?
Hey, Jim, how was it that Dick Cheney was on Cipril before the anthrax occurred?
And they're looking at this completely innocent fellow because he fit the mold of who they wanted to blame instead of looking at the Jewish colonel who worked at the place and who was filmed coming in after hours after he left the place and leaving probably with a boatload of anthrax.
Sure.
Or at least enough.
Yeah, he did it first. Yeah.
They refused to look at him.
Yep, he did it. It was a criminal act, a crime of crimes. A talk show host friend of mine got a letter. He got it. He's a very instinctive guy, and they tried to kill him. Of course, George Bush one of his biggest enemies killed there at the Sun newspaper down there in Boca Raton. That was the guy that wrote up the Bush girls. He was killed. And the wife of the guy that was killed down in that newspaper in Boca Raton happened to be the lady who rented the apartment to the Mossad agents who were posing as Muhammad Atta.
My, what a coincidence.
Yeah.
I'm amazed.
Yeah.
I'm amazed that all this stuff ties together, but nobody can seem to solve the problem. They can't see the forest for the trees.
Yep.
We've got to blame some horrible Arab somewhere, and if we can't blame a horrible Arab, we're not going to blame anybody.
That's exactly right. In fact, it was said, hey, you know, we've got these Israelis, and the cops said they're tied to this thing. They've got the maps. They've got the bomb explosive residues. The dogs have confirmed. We can test this. We can, and they were told it's not appropriate to expose the Israelis. We've got to stick with this other thing.
It's exactly like this is the anniversary coming up of the USS Liberty. No matter what the Israelis say, it's gospel.
Yeah.
I don't care if it makes any sense. I don't care if it's the most stupid story you ever heard of. If they say it, that's gospel.
That's it.
That's
yeah.
the way the system
I
works.
Think that happened to Jesus. I mean, he was accused of every indignity and
yes.
by the same people.
Yes.
A carpenter who consorted with harlots, I believe, is the way they phrased
it. Yeah, exactly. And then how do you take someone as innocent, as pure as Virgin Mary, and start accusing her?
She was consorting with the Roman soldiers, so to speak.
Exactly.
Which would be, according to our Jewish brethren, which would be the biggest blasphemy she could do, would be consorting to someone that wasn't a Jew. I mean, this is so ridiculous. And people buy this story.
They do. They
millions and millions of people across the world buy this stupid story.
Hook, line, and sinker, James. Hook, line, and sinker.
What does that tell you about our prospects of ever, I don't know.
Well... I'm still going to hold up high hope that the truth will reign. I don't know where it will
reign.
The
truth will always win out over the lie.
I hope so, but so
I know
far
so.
I only know of Rick and two other guys in New England that know the truth
that's
of what's going on.
That's probably true.
Well,
and,
that's
and, you
not.
Know,
no,
you,
it's
Jim,
not.
The biggest problem is the disinformation people. They are so mucking up everything, and that's the only thing that I can hope is that maybe... we can get some of these books out there.
Hey,
there
Jim,
was one guy that called in to Rick's show and said, you know, I was convinced that it was just, well, the Israelis were just having foreknowledge.
Yes.
But now I know that the Israelis were killing Americans on September 11th.
Well, they had
plotted
to do so as well.
That's like saying John Dillinger had foreknowledge of a bank robbery in Indianapolis. Hello, it's not foreknowledge. He pulled it off.
There you go.
All right, Jim.
I couldn't say it better.
Thank you. Appreciate the call.
Yeah.
Byron in Canada. Hello, Byron in Canada is next.
Yes, hi. Hey, a couple quick questions.
Yes, Byron.
You were talking about Alex Jones, and he does bring it up, Sam. The only thing, he won't blame Israel for it. He might blame Zionists, but not Israel. Hey, I was listening to the show today, and they brought up that the Pakistanis gave $100,000 to supposedly some of the hijackers, and that the Saudis are also paying these hijackers. Is there anything to that? I don't see why either country would be involved with something like that.
Right. There was some wire fraud done by the Mossad through their multiple passport access and bank access from countries so that they could show a trail. And that money was used, you know, the cash sewn in the socks of the Mossad agents that were caught, that money was used to, work the system. To prepare for the terror attacks.
Remember when they planted the Koran in the airplane
exactly.
at the airport? That was an obvious telltale sign.
And actually, some Mossad agents were actually physically caught with brochures for flight school. So that whole flight school brochure, the Koran was obvious. Very good point, Rick.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the other thing...
Do I get
Byron,
a free book?
Byron,
no, money.
Byron, this is very important. The other thing is that the actual... Arabics, they weren't here. So even if they were sent money, which they weren't here. They were in Saudi Arabia. They were in Yemen. They were in Morocco. So we know that 11 or 12 were offshore during the whole month of September.
So how come, Rick, why can't you get one of these guys on a phone if you can't get them in person?
Who's that?
I mean... Well, these 9 or 10 hijackers that are still alive, would that be more convincing?
I have thought about that.
You might be able to. I have in the book their interviews from the Daily Telegraph, the Independent.
I would like to do that.
You surely could interview them, and they will tell you that, I have been in Yanbu, Saudi Arabia, since 2000.
Mm-hmm.
I have been in Morocco all year, 2000 to 2002. Where I'm training one of the individuals as a flight expert for Saudi Airlines. Hey, the question is, can we see? This is how it worked. you get a fake passport that says Muhammad Atta or Saeed al-Ghamdi, right, or Abdulaziz al-Omari, right? Mm-hmm. You get someone with dark skin, which is easy enough to do over there, and he takes his ID, he photographs it, he leaves it, it's fake, but they seed it to different places. They set up a bank account under the fake name. What does Saeed al-Ghamdi know? He's sitting there in Yanbu, or he's over there in Morocco, or, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, all I'm saying is if, you know, if there's 10 or 11 guys, surely you could get one or two guys that, you know, I mean, that would
have to be... They don't want them. Byron, they don't want to interview them.
No, but I'm talking shows like Rick and
Rick
Alec Jones, you know, something like... Hey, the other question I got...
Now, before you go there, I want to say, Alex Jones just put out a report, because we started it, about the car bombs and the van bombs in New York.
Mm-hmm.
But the curious thing about it, and I'm challenging Alex on it, because I normally don't care what anybody else does, because, you know, we just talk what we know, but we have to challenge him. He mentions Middle Easterners like 18 times in that report.
Mm-hmm.
There were no Middle Easterners. There were only Israeli spies.
Right. Yeah, I got one more question.
Sure, hang on. Yeah. Hang on, gentlemen. We'll be right back on that point. Rick Adams, stay tuned for more of the 9/11 interview.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Okay, we're back, and Byron, you're still on the line.
Yeah,
right?
I'll be real quick, and thank you so much for giving me, Dr. K, have you had any death threats? And another thing that, while you must be telling the truth, I don't think anybody has taken you to court over your book.
And no, not. But I have had death threats when I've been on the radio.
Have you?
And you
ought to try to get on C-SPAN.
Okay,
would be great. And tell us how to get your book. I heard you on another show, and I could never get your address to get your book.
Okay.
And the latest, just one more thing, and I'll get off the phone.
Sure.
Just the last two or three days, Britain has released some stuff out of their archives on the Entebbe. You remember that?
Yes.
That it was more than likely a Mossad operation.
It was a Mossad. But Idi Amin was a Mossad agent, you know. He was very close. He'd fly back and forth with Israel, and he was their guy.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
So...
And the other thing I wanted to say is the worst thing that can happen with the 9/11 truthers is to start fighting among ourselves.
Well, that's right.
And we don't want to divide.
That's right.
Even though we might not agree with everything that everybody says, the worst thing is to get a division between the
9/11. Right. And now, I'm going to, just before you go, Byron, I'm going to just show you this. Just be careful with what you read, because here's what Steve Watson started out with, that it was mysterious suspects. He ends by saying that... There were a number of these Middle Eastern suspects. Maybe there was something more, maybe others. The indication, they're really indicating that there would have been, maybe there were some Muslims along with the Israelis. So you've got to read things carefully, because that's, of course, completely stupid.
But don't you think, though, it's possible? Like,
does it really make any sense that you've got, at the same time that the Zionists, the... USS Liberty guys are hitting you, at the same time Osama bin... I mean, that doesn't even make any sense.
But
I'm just saying to Steve Watson, I'm challenging you. Come on, be a little bit more careful with what you print.
But I first thought when I heard this that it probably was some Muslim or Arab hijackers, because, I mean, they certainly got reason to be ticked off at the West.
Yeah, I mean...
That's the plausible part, you see.
And, you know, the other thing is, look at the Palestinians that's been... you know, where they get taken over by the Israelis and made them to work for the Israelis to spy on the other Palestinians. And to be honest with you,
even the Muslims thought that it was a self damage because of those very things. Now, here's how you get the books. Okay, you can get 2 + 2. This is a very good special. If you buy 2, you get 2 free. That's an unbelievable thing. You want to do that? You can call 1-800. It's my machine. You know, obviously I can't turn this over to anybody.
Yeah, but I'm calling from Canada. Now, the 800 numbers sometimes don't work.
Okay, here's what you do. How about a postal box?
All right.
Okay, send it to P.O. Box 855, Lincolnshire, Illinois. So just put Knowledge House Publishers. It's Knowledge House. Box 855. Knowledge House. Box 855. Like Lincoln. Lincolnshire.
And give me that phone number. Give me that phone number, too.
All right. Here's the phone number, all right? The phone number is 847-785. Okay.
Okay, and that's an 800 number?
No. I don't have
total
an 800 number here.
Yeah.
Try this. 866-618.
Okay, 618-2503.
866.
Okay.
618-2503. You try it now. If it doesn't work, call me back. Call us back.
All right. I'll try that.
Anyway, thank you. All right. We'll mention it on the air anyway.
Yeah, okay. thank you so very much.
All You're right, welcome.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay,
bye-bye.
We're going to take a break. Hour number 2 coming right up. Henry, you'll be next. There's a line available for you. Jump aboard now or forever hold your peace. Dr. Kasim Khalil, the book Wrongly Blamed. You heard the offer. We'll keep it going to support Rick Adams. Right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, Rick Adams will return in 1 minute.
With recent